Well, I was interested in tracking a large sample of adolescent boys and girls through secondary school in order to determine their self-beliefs and their interests in relation to maths over that time, and how this impacted on the types of choices they made related to maths, both for their senior high school enrolments and also their careers. So the main findings were basically that in line with gender stereotypes, more boys did choose and participate in higher levels of maths in senior high school, and also their career plans were more highly maths related than girls were. But what was very interesting is the fact of boys having more highly maths related choices than girls was substantially explained by the fact that boys perceived themselves as more able at maths than girls did, and further that they were more interested in maths than girls were.
Why do girls feel less interested in mathematics than boys do?
That's the key to the whole thing. So I tracked their ability beliefs and their interests in maths all the way through secondary school, and the magnitude of gender difference remained the same all that time, which I find quite striking. So the amount by which boys were more interested and the amount by which boys perceived themselves to have higher ability than girls remained the same amount over all that time. So that suggests that the point where girls come to perceive themselves as less able at maths and come to like maths less than boys happens pretty early on. And in fact, there's some American research which suggests that even as early as the second grade, this is the case. That suggests that we need to be looking at pretty early experiences. But that being said, I don't think it means that we should be doing nothing in secondary school. There's quite a lot of literature about what promotes interest in general, things like personal relevance and familiarity, novelty, the activity level, comprehensibility. And I think what we need to be asking ourselves is, are these factors equally fulfilled for girls as they are for boys in maths classrooms in secondary school? There's research that shows that girls tend to be engaged by activities that they perceive to be socially meaningful and important. And maths in secondary school is often taught in a decontextualised, skills-based way, and so would therefore be unlikely to engage girls' interests. So if we can find ways to make explicit connections between maths and its social uses and purposes, this should help to engage girls in maths.
Excuse me if I'm showing a bit of male chauvinism here, but is it simply the case that maths is seen as somewhat unfeminine?
In what way unfeminine?
You mentioned the fact that they don't see it being relevant to their career. So is it just the fact that feminine careers, so to speak, don't involve maths?
But careers such as medicine certainly do, at least in the credentialing and the degree qualification. So I don't think it's true. If we think of the helping professions as being the stereotypically female-dominated careers, I don't think it's true that all of them have low maths involvement.
Did your research find that girls performed any differently in mathematics than boys did when they did enrol in the senior high school years?
No. No, and that again was the case as I was tracking them through secondary school.
Why do girls feel that they are less able to do mathematics than boys?
An interesting twist was that there was actually a stronger relationship between girls' ability beliefs and their mathematical achievement than was the case for boys. So this actually suggests that perhaps the girls' ability beliefs are more realistic, which just puts a new perspective on this. Maybe we shouldn't be thinking in terms of the girls have a problem in underestimating their abilities, because maybe their estimations are actually quite realistic. And what my findings are suggesting is that maybe the boys actually are overestimating their abilities. But that's not a bad thing for the boys, because people who tend to think that they're slightly